Chapter 22, Enter the Mainstream. In all this hyper-research, I have remained a Canadian, writing primarily about the USA, and have had very little to say about Canada, partly because the vast majority of conspiracy videos and scenarios that are recorded and popularly available do not touch on this country. As a neighbor of the US, I have been criminalized by my own country by antiquated laws that find drug use to be a moral and therefore a criminal issue. It's really only a matter of choice, and I am ashamed of my own government for not standing up to its own pronouncements and legalizing drugs as was proposed since Trudeau's time. Creating criminals is a truly American thing, since they have about 3% of the world's population and about 25% of the world's criminals. It's big business in the States, and anything that makes money flies over there. At any rate, I'm not allowed to go to the U.S., and it's been that way since I was about 26, and I've been fighting this same battle for all those years. I don't recall when I first realized that 9/11 had such a connection to this Canadian battleground, but when I first saw the very things I had been thinking about in Zeitgeist, I felt a sense of completion in my quest. Someone was actually saying the things that my heart knew all along, and the criminals were now those very persons that called me one, and I can prove it. At first I thought that these videos were only available on peer-to-peer file sharing when requested and sought, so I figured a few would see them. Then I began to notice the popularity of YouTube videos surging to the forefront. I also found that videos could be Googled, and you don't need to actually download them because of streaming media. That's the little worm that precedes your precursor. This all led to two discoveries. One, that I didn't need to collect the 100 or so conspiracy vids that I had, so they went in the trash, since everything is available real-time, and with updated version to boot. I also discovered that when you requested vids, they came in the default order of most popular or most watched, and this meant I could easily keep a finger on the digital pulse of the world with respect to the counterculture input that was going on. Within a month or so of my first seeing Zeitgeist, it had gone number one with a bullet and stayed there for a few days. Right behind it was William Lewis's In Plain Sight, probably watched by 50 million people worldwide, since it's been on television many times, in many places. The interest in the outcome of the American election has since been relegated to the convids to a lesser position, and they are still there and being watched by people all over the place. I have deliberately conducted interviews with those unfortunate enough to fall within my grasp, a neighbor, an acquaintance, met on the street, a visitor from Texas, and of course my friends. There is no secret that the Americans are an unsavory lot and widely feared as being without moral fiber. I do not mean the ordinary folk. They are blameless, unless you can count their willful blindness as complicity. All those interviewed showed some discomfort, and even tried to deny interest, but it didn't take much to find them seething within at this travesty of our democracy, and I say our democracy. We are all American in North and South America, and one rotten apple in this barrel is way too many. I'm used to hearing that my ideas are the product of too much imagination, too much dope, or faulty, ancient, hippie thought processes, but not one person has said any such comment in this case. My friend Kurt keeps reminding me that I pay more attention to American politics than my own at home. But even he is mouthing utterances condemning the state of affairs stateside. These past few days have led the Canadian newscasters to look for stories that will, both commemorate the occasion of 9/11 with something newsy and, of course, keep an eye on the bottom line, and to say nothing that could be considered not in keeping with their mandate, which for the most part means ignoring the truth. So you can imagine the shock of it when I chanced to turn on TVO, which is TV Ontario, with The Agenda and Steve Paikin, and their discussion was about the real proofs involving the controversy and the panelists, that is, of 9/11, and the panelists were two pro-conspirators on the set and two video panelists that came off as paid liars and sounded absolutely ridiculous trying to explain how the bodies and airplanes got all disintegrated in the Pentagon and Shanksville crashes. This was no Fox News whitewash. This was the favored conspiracy theorists being freely promoted and encouraged by Mr. Mainstream Steve Paikin, who was inadvertently guiding the conspiracy and culpability of the American government along a standard provincial television station and deliberately cutting off the laughable nonsense being spewed from the status quo hooers on the other side of the discussion. They had their say, and we all listened to Ender's drivel on how three buildings could pancake to a tiny footprint, pulverized to dust, caused only by a bit of fire and the effect of gravity in about 10 seconds flat. One of these moral paupers had the temerity to try to insist that a building had to be stripped of all interior work before the explosives could be installed for demolition, and completely ignored the fact that these things could easily be installed in a clandestine fashion, given that the president's brother was the head of security agent for the World Trade Buildings. As usual on TVO, an online poll was taken, and the poll results were as follows. As far as 9/11 is concerned, do you believe the U.S. government A, made it happen, turned out to be 77%. Did you hear? 77% of Canadians said the U.S. government made 9/11 happen. 77%. That blows my mind. B, let it happen. 8% said they let it happen. 15% said none of the above. So we still have 15% of the people of Canada that are either in the pocket of big business or just plain stupid. I saw a little old lady, this is an aside, I saw a little old lady on the end of one of these conspiracy videos say, anybody that thinks 9/11 wasn't an inside job is just plain stupid. She sounded really good. The total votes were 4,582, so there wasn't a small sample. 77% of those said, made it happen. Now, if you add the made it happen to the let it happen, you get 85% of the population of Canada believes that the American government was involved, and that's just about everybody. Does this mean that meaningful relations can continue with the future administration? I don't think so. I should mention that there was a concerted effort in the Congress to impeach Bush and Cheney about 2 weeks ago, and the Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, who oddly enough leads a predominantly Democratic House and also oddly enough refuses to act on the impeachment. I have not found out the reason for this, but I suspect it does not have that much to do with Nancy's compromised position as it does with the fact that these killers are not going to let the cat out of the bag without taking a lot of people with them. And where this all could end is in one holy mess. The Canadian public knows that the U.S. is bullying the world with its superpower nukes and hired CIA killers, and the Canadian politicians must be even better informed. I would wager a bet that many are even complicit in the foreknowledge of many of these events and still have to bear the facade of decency toward the oppressors as many countries have done since the first atomic bombs were demonstrated the evil powers of the American might and blight. My website has a selected collection of news stories from a variety of sources, including mainstream media, and primarily covers the American or world recession that began March 18, 2008, with the failure of a large segment of the American mortgage and housing industry. This failure is typical of what is happening around the world with financing and not related to any natural drop or connection in normal market pressures. This catastrophe was created with malice as the rich contrive to cheat the poor, and cheat and rob the poor, I should say. Simply put, the instruments, mortgages, were sold by people who took no responsibility for the integrity of these contracts, and the public was not informed of the terms of these contracts, and in fact, deliberately misinformed. Within the last few days, the two main mortgage companies in the U.S., Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, have been federalized to save them from taking down the whole economy with their bankruptcy. Many are upset about this because the money used is on the back of the taxpayers. Yet, no responsibility is forthcoming from those that caused this to happen. Thousands have lost their home in the U.S., and it's growing worse all the time. In the last chapter, the oil companies showed the largest profit ever. So that simply means that the gas crisis is also a manufactured problem that exacerbates all economic situations worldwide. Namran Sor.